This is the Shiny Squirrel Podcast, 9 minutes and 59 seconds with Ellie Cheer. Ellie, how are you?
Good.
How are you? Good are you this week?
Really good.
What do you want the people to know about you?
That it's Olivia Cookie's birthday on Thursday, August 6th.
Ooh, birthday time. Did you get her a present? We can talk about it. She's not here.
I got her chocolate smelling hand sanitizer. And it's in like...
Are you serious? Chocolate smelling hand sanitizer?
It smells like chocolate, yeah.
I've never heard of such a thing. Where do you get something like that?
Claire's.
And so...
And the box... There was like a... It was in like a case.
Yes.
And the case looked like chocolate, like a chocolate bar. And it looked like it's been eaten out of the corner.
Now that is a neat idea.
Yes, and it smells like chocolate.
What other strange smelling odor do they have of hand sanitizer at Claire's?
They have raccoon and elephants.
Raccoon and elephant scented?
Yes.
Which one have you tried and do you like the best?
Only the chocolate one. So they have a donut one too.
What kind of donut one?
Strawberry.
Deep fried donuts, strawberry?
No, it was strawberry donuts.
Strawberry donuts. Well, would you like to do a little bit of gorilla storytelling?
No, I thought I'm doing my story. And then I got her a necklace, but she saw it, and she's like, I don't like it, so then I can't give that to her. And she didn't even like the hand sanitizer, so I don't know what to get for her birthday.
Well, that's all the more reason to give it to her.
What do I give to her? You know what I was going to do?
What were you going to do?
She has this favorite, she has her favorite animal named a dolphin-y.
Mm-hmm. Is that a dolphin?
Mm-hmm. Which I bought for her when she was 3, uh-huh. And I was 4. Because my mom, we were in Disney World, and there was, like, this huge flamingo place. But right in front of it, there's, like one of those little, like, tiny stores. Like, only, it's not even inside. It's, like...
One of those kiosks outside the...
Yeah, kiosk. Like, when you sell, like, ice creams, it's kind of like that. But yes. They were selling stuffed animals. Like, they're hanging from the sides and everything.
I gotcha. Okay.
And then, so my mom gave me money to go buy one for all of us. So my big sister, Kenna, had one, which is blue. I had a bluish grayish one, and she has a gray one.
Mm-hmm.
Ours was furry. Hers is more not so like furry.
Not so furry, okay.
It's kind of flat-ish skin. And what I did a couple weeks ago is I took it and I tied it in a knot and I threw it on the floor and hid it behind a chair. She found it, and mm-hmm. I was going to give it to her back on her birthday. And she sleeps with it every day.
Well, that's a good thing then.
Yeah, she does, and I still... She just took it back from me again, and I was going to give it to her.
And I believe you're going to be going camping here soon, aren't you?
Yes, that's tomorrow.
The reason why we had the short podcast this week.
We were supposed to leave today.
In what great state are you going to go camping to?
Las Vegas.
Las Vegas?
Still in Las Vegas.
Still in Las Vegas.
In Laughlin.
Laughlin. Nearby, right?
An hour, 30 minutes away, yeah.
That's close enough. But that's a good camping trip, right? Get out to Mother Nature?
Not really. It's a hotel.
It's a hotel? Tell me about it.
It's a hotel.
Tell me about your last camping
And they
trip.
Have a private beach for only the people who go there.
Ooh.
It's behind the hotel. No one else can get in there.
What's the hotel called?
Harris.
Mm-hmm.
And the Harris Hotel has private beach.
Mm-hmm.
And you can rent jet skis, which I've been on before.
You gonna rent a jet ski?
Probably not, because they're having the river regatta.
Uh-huh.
So what we're going to do is we're going to bring our giant rafts, and we're going to go down in there 9 miles for 6 hours.
And have you done that before?
Nope.
So you're looking forward to it?
Yep, but it's so hot, so I have to bring sunscreen.
Lots of sunscreen, right?
6 hours just on a boat, and imagine the boat, a float, getting hot, it could pop.
And what's your SPF on that sunscreen?
30. My mom won't get me 70 plus. 70 plus would probably be better, though.
Well, I always thought if you put 70 with 30, that'd get you 100.
There is a 100 one.
There's a 100 one? I've never heard a 100 one.
There is. It's not like a spray one. It's like a lotion type.
Yeah.
And
well, you gotta put a lot of sunscreen on.
Yeah, my
sure.
mom always likes to get the 30 one. I was like, 30's not good enough.
Mm-hmm. And then, do you have inner tubes or rafts, or what are you using?
Rafts. Giant rafts.
Uh-huh.
And on one side, it's like a couch. And there's a back. And then on the other side, there's 2 chairs. We were supposed to get the 10-person one.
Yeah.
Which would probably not even fit in my pool. And my pool's pretty big.
That's a pretty big raft you're describing there.
Yeah, there's a chair on the outside. They're like football chairs. And then in the middle, there's a net where the water can come through. So yeah. The net lets a lot of water come through, but fish can't come in because the net is like super small.
Okay.
So you can swim like in the raft and it won't drown or anything.
That sounds like a nifty raft.
It's a net in the middle, but you can swim in the...
Is this a raft you guys own, or is this one that you're renting?
We already borrowing? We own it, because we bought it off the internet, and you can't return it.
So you're going to have to use this... You get to use this in the future.
Uh-huh.
It's like a your own little private swimming area in your raft in the river.
Yeah, so, like, no fish can come and get you. Nibble on your feet.
Do you think a fish is really going to come get you?
Yeah, I'm terrified of rivers. But seriously, they can nibble on your toes, and that can scare you because you never know.
It's not scary.
When they're there. Yeah, I'm terrified of dark waters. Because I know that there's no sharks, but I still think there is because...
No, I would be more terrified of the dark waters in Lake Mead. You know why?
Why?
Because so many people have died over decades and years that have been unaccounted for. Dead bodies in Lake
Mead. Ew, and there's a dead body touching you.
That's why I would be a little more hesitant to go. I mean, I'd still go in Lake Mead, but not as much. I'd be more comfortable
Lake
in the
Mead's
river.
Lake Mead's water is really nasty. It's green.
I know it is.
But on the other side of the Hoover Dam, where Laughlin is?
Yes.
Like, you can... The water is much cleaner.
Oh, I believe it's much cleaner. Much safer, too.
And it doesn't have those giant electric things that do stuff to the water.
What electric things? What are you describing?
Remember, in the Hoover Dam, there's like this electric thing on the bottom.
You mean...
On the Lake Mead side.
You mean eels?
No, there are electric things connected to the Hoover Dam that like...
You mean the
electricity... Like the water...
The electricity that's generated.
Yeah.
Okay.
But on the other side, there's not. It's perfectly clean and everything.
This is true.
But when you take the jet ski there, they have like those... Like a floatable like rope. Like they put like... You know how like they have those giant floatable noodles that you sit on in the pool?
Yes.
They cut them into like a little piece, and then they put it around the rope so the rope like floats.
Yes.
So they put that maybe 10 feet out from the Hoover Dam, so when you're on your jet ski, you can't go past the line because okay. then you don't know what he wants to crash in the Hoover Dam, and then it just breaks.
You don't know what's there.
No. Because what if water splashes in your face? You don't know where you're going, and then automatically you just crash in the Hoover Dam, and then the whole thing crashes down.
So you're not scared of dark water when you're on the jet ski?
No, I'm going way too fast.
And when was the last time you were on a jet ski?
Last year.
And how did you enjoy it?
I was screaming.
How long were you riding on it?
10 minutes.
Only 10 minutes on a jet ski?
Yeah.
You need like an hour to get some good training on a jet ski like that.
I'm not allowed to drive it, and I think that's stupid.
Oh, when do you get to drive it?
I think you have to be like 17, which I think is stupid because... I'm pretty good of a driver, even though I'm only 12.
I have to agree with you, because, I mean, I've never been on a jet ski.
Jet skis are not like a car. You just press the button, like the pedal thing.
Yes.
And then you steer. Like, it's not that hard. Like, it's just like a go-kart, but a go-kart is even more harder than that.
A go-kart's more dangerous than a jet ski, because at least the go-kart, you got to push on the brake. The jet ski, you just push a button and steer the darn thing.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
A jet ski.
Write that down. I agree with you.
Yeah.
Don't roll your eyes at me in that tone of voice.
Okay. So,
1 minute, and we got to wrap up the 9 minute and 59 second podcast.
So, like, a go-kart?
Mm-hmm.
It is, there's, like, two pedals.
Uh-huh.
And then there's, like, a button in the middle or something, and then there's a handle. Like, that's even that's more complicated than, jet ski. Jet ski, you don't even need a helmet.
That's true.
And, yeah, it's much not even dangerous. Like, I've seen teenagers riding them, but then I couldn't ride them.
When you rent it, they probably have the rules where you can't, if you're below 18, you can't drive it. But if you own your own, you probably could. But you know what I'd do? I'd say, go way out there. Here, it's your turn to drive it. Get outside of their sight of view so they couldn't see you drive the jet ski.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but you could only go into... Because of everything. Are we done?
1 more minute.
Okay, so a boat, a giant, like, tourist boat was coming towards me.
Yes.
And I was on the boat with the other birthday girl, who's actually is the boss of my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And she was driving super as fast as you could go, which scared me because it was like windy at the same time. So I felt like I was going to be blown off. So mm-hmm. It kind of scared me because I was like trying to hang on, and I thought I was going to drop. But then this giant boat was pushing this giant wave towards us.
The wake, you mean?
It was pushing a wave towards us. Okay. The boat as it was going.
Okay.
And it was a big boat. It was pushing a wave towards us. And then on the jet ski, since we're going as fast as we can, here's this huge wave. And we go right up the wave. And we go all the way over to the air. And it scared me so bad. And we come slamming down the water.
So you got airborne on the water on the jet ski.
Yeah, and it scared me. I thought we were going to flip onto my back. And that would have hurt.
Was that your first time to get airborne on a water ski?
Yeah. But my friend, she said that her dad, they went so fast. But instead of going over the wave, they went down in the water with the jet ski. Under the wave. And then they just flung up into the air.
Yeah.
I thought that was really weird, and I don't want to do that, because what if you, like, can't breathe, and you choke water, and you're like...
I would say, yeah, because if you're not warned that you're going to be going into water, you're going to intake a bunch of water in your mouth, and that would not
be good. Yeah, I don't understand how you go under the water. I understand how you go up.
It's got to be doing something with that wake, as it's called, that wave that comes behind the boat that forces it down, and then the buoyancy of it makes it pop back up.
It was actually a boat coming towards us, and it pushed a wave towards us.
Okay.
It was in the front, well, not the back.
When a boat does that, it's called a wake.
Yeah.
So, do you have anything else you want to say?
That they should let kids 13 years old drive one.
And this has been 9 minutes and 59 seconds with Ellie Cheer, correct?
Mm-hmm. 9 minutes and... 10 minutes and 15 seconds.
15 seconds? I can agree with you on that one. Until next week, right?